Radio Network.
Welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show with Will and Back. This is Stephen Pickford in studio, and we have a special guest online with us right now, Steve.
Yes, Kevin Kelly is the president of the Parks and Resorts Division of the Delaware North Companies, and he joins us now on the line to tell us more about his collection of resorts, parks, and different places to explore in the coming months as vacationers hit the road. Welcome to the show, Kevin.
Hello, gentlemen.
Glad you could join us. So tell us a little bit more. What exactly is Delaware North?
Well, Delaware North is the name of our parent company. We're a privately owned family company based out of Buffalo, New York. And we're made up of seven divisions. And one of the divisions is Delaware North Parks and Resorts, which is the newest division in the company. We got our start 15 years ago with our Yosemite National Park contract. But the parent company, we started back in 1915. The Jacobs family, the Jacob brothers, started the company as simple as selling popcorn at a movie theater here in Buffalo, New York. We've grown over the years into our main business is sports service. We run stadiums and arenas throughout the country and internationally. And they've grown over the years to include airports. We have international business at Wembley Stadium and in Australia, and we have a gaming and entertainment division of the company. And finally, the Jacobs family also own the Boston Bruins hockey team, and so that makes up the portfolio of Delaware North. So mostly hospitality and entertainment kind of stuff.
People are going to see the company as they travel around the country in a variety of ways. And these are properties, many of them, that people know because of their heritage value or because of the location, the beautiful scenery that surrounds them.
That's definitely true. That's what makes up the portfolio of parks and resorts is, and we like to call it special places. So you'll find us in national parks. You'll find us in state parks, and including running Kennedy Space Center, which is a NASA facility.
Well, that was where we did our first live broadcast when we were down on the road, 1997, from the Visitors Center Administrative Building. I think the lady who joined us on the line there was Melissa Tommaso, if I remember correctly.
And I know I was there. I started with Delaware North in 96 down at Kennedy Space Center.
So you know all about our broadcast when we were there.
And it only took this long to loop back around.
Everyone
is connected on Travel World.
Well, I think so. Everyone crosses paths at least once or twice or three times over the course of the show.
Well, we certainly have grown since you've been down to Kennedy last. We just put in a $60 million new attraction down there, which is it simulates you through a shuttle launch. You come through a pre-show and learn all about what it takes to launch an orbiter into space. And then we put you into a simulated pod in the back of the space shuttle. We put you on your back, and we take you through a launch sequence, and you feel like you actually go into space. It's really a great great educational experience, but it's also like a theme ride. So it's done very well for us as well.
That sounds like something that we've got to experience once again this November or December, Steve. What do you say?
Sounds like a plan.
Well, please come down in November. We've got the Blue Angels coming for 2 days to do an air show at Kennedy Space Center. I think it's the first time they've been down there in about 30 years. They'll be flying right over the shuttle landing facility and all over the complex. It's going to be a great time.
Well, sounds like a perfect opportunity for a broadcast. So.
Please, we'd love to have you down there.
Well, we're going to do something for sure involving that. And one of the other things that intrigues me, I mean, in addition to Kennedy Space Center, is for instance, Yosemite National Park and those kinds of heritage properties. Now, the national parks are traditionally run by, you know, the National Park Service. What role does Delaware North play in this?
Well, you know, the national parks, the concessionaires and national parks predate the National Park Service. These special places, especially in the West, started off with, you know, only a couple of hundred to a couple of thousand visitors coming a year to visit these special places, and they needed they needed a place to stay, and it was concessionaires that first set up in most national parks out west here. As these travelers came out and found just out how special these places were, that's when the government really played a role. And you go back to 1864, in the middle of the Civil War, Abraham Lincoln set aside Yosemite National Park and turned it over to the state of California to be its caretaker. So we date all the way back to 1864 in Yosemite. And if you've ever been to Yosemite, it's just a spectacular national park, 1,200 square miles. Most people talk about the 7 square miles of Yosemite Valley, but it's really the High Sierra experience you can get within the 1,200 square miles and the valley, but also in the south end of the park is Wawona Big Trees, which is a grove of virgin Sierra redwoods that are also very special. So I think if Yosemite was anywhere else, it would probably be about 4 or 5 national parks, but it's all one national park.
That's really cool. And including that is some of my favorite topics, the beautiful California redwoods. And I understand you also run Sequoia National Park.
Yeah, and that's correct. Yeah, we took over Sequoia about 10 years ago. The mission of the Park Service was to get all of the lodging out of the grove itself. There were cabins that were right under these towering redwoods. And if you know your redwoods, they've got a very shallow root system. And to have accommodations right underneath the redwood, it wasn't ideal for the redwoods. So we built Wuxatchie Lodge. It's 102 rooms. It's in the national park, but it's outside the grove. So the lodge itself is only 10 years old. And then you could there's a free shuttle that goes all around the park, and there's a free shuttle that actually comes from the San Joaquin Valley up into Sequoia. It's a great experience. You can still get out into that forest, and our largest tree is the General Sherman tree.
Sure.
It's only 276 feet tall. It's 2,300 years old. That's really amazing how old these things are.
Is that the one with the little tunnel carved into it, the General Sherman?
No. That one's in Northern California. It's a coastal redwood. That one you drive a car through. I forget what park that one is in.
It shows you what I know about these things. So your park is actually east of Visalia, is it not?
That's exactly where it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Due east. And again, there's a free shuttle that leaves from Visalia up into the park.
So now, for someone who's going to be planning a holiday or vacation to a park like that, now, you'll forgive me if I happen to dwell on the California redwoods. It happens to be a personal favorite of mine. But if you're going to do that, now, is someone best to, say, fly into Fresno or to fly perhaps into Sacramento or Bakersfield?
You know, it's I think you can fly certainly into Fresno, California, which is has United and American Airlines. But if you fly, you can fly JetBlue and Southwest into Sacramento and to Oakland. Sacramento and Oakland are about 4 hours driving time up to Yosemite, about 5 hours to Sequoia. And if you fly into Fresno, it's about 2 hours to each park. So it just depends on what you want to do.
So Delaware North is actually running the concessions and hotels within national parks like this.
That's correct, yeah. Okay. And we even have a centralized phone system, so you could call just one number and get access to our hotels in Yosemite, our hotels in Sequoia, but we also have a hotel at Tenaya Lodge just outside of Yosemite. And then even that call will get you into a Sylmar Beach State Park and conference grounds right there in Monterey even, which is another great historic setting. It's right on the coast right there in Monterey. They're Julia Morgan designed facilities, and again, walking right to the beach, it's just a beautiful setting.
Now tell us a little bit more. You know, I'd like to keep you on for another segment. I hope you have time today for that.
Sure.
Because we've got a commercial break coming up in about a minute. But it's just because you have such a vast array of properties that it's really impossible to cover them all in just one show. So, and it's quite frankly something of tremendous interest to myself. You know, in addition to the Yosemite National Park and the Sequoia National Park, what other famous parks? We got 30 seconds to cover it. Just name a few of them. We'll get into them following the break.
Our other national parks are Grand Canyon and Yellowstone. In California, we also run Old Town San Diego, which is more of a day park and attraction-based. We run three state parks in New York, Niagara Falls, Jones Beach, and a beautiful hotel we just took over, the Gideon Putnam. We also have the Balsams Grand Resort in New Hampshire, Geneva on the Lake, which is a resort hotel in the wine country of Ohio.
Kevin, I'm going to stop you there. We're going to take our break in about 6 seconds, and we're going to get into more of this right back on the Travel World Radio Show across America.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show by satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
Di Capua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let Di Capua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography, portfolios and portraits, people, places or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at Di Capua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DECAPUA. Call Gary at Di Capua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. Di Capua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and legroom to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada, 1-800-531-7921, or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website. Site at Mexicana.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe Ultra Memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra Memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford. And on the line, special guest, Steve. We're having a great time at this particular interview.
Having a lot of fun with Kevin Kelly, president of the Parks and Resorts Division of the Delaware North Companies. And before the break, we were just talking about some of the historical and legendary properties that people from coast to coast in Canada and the United States are aware of. And we were just about to begin talking about Grand Canyon.
And Grand Canyon, boy, we're off to we've had a couple of good years there. The last couple of years, visitation's been on the rise, we're having a really great spring. The weather's been terrific, and we operate a couple of the retail operations in the park, and we even do some comfort stations out towards the rim, so people can get their hydration set up before they head down from the rim down to the bottom.
Now, when people are going to visit your facilities in the Grand Canyon, do they start at the South Rim? Do they start at the North? Where would I go? I mean, would I fly into Phoenix?
You'd fly into Phoenix or Las Vegas.
Okay.
You can even fly into Flagstaff if you wanted to.
Okay.
And then it's the South Rim that the majority of the folks come to. That's where you'll find the El Tovar Hotel right there on the Rim. But there is the North Rim. That's a beautiful setting as well, but most visitors come to the South Rim. It's about a three-hour drive from Phoenix.
Okay, now your facilities, your hotel and whatnot, what are your facilities called? How do people get hold of them?
Well, now in Delaware North, we just operate some retail stores in the park. We have we're the largest grocer in the national park system. And we're providing the groceries for you, for whether it's for a camping experience or for you to pack away in your car to drive to your next location. So that's what we mostly focus on. But we also do the retail end where we do, it's really about interpreting the park and tying it into the souvenirs you take away with you. So in Grand Canyon, for example, we developed a very unique Pendleton blanket that's got a one-of-a-kind design relating to the Grand Canyon on it. So it's those kind of things where we interpret the resource that we're in and translate it into the product you can buy to take with you.
That's the kind of thing that is really memories for a lifetime when you go to visit something truly majestic as the Grand Canyon. Now, you mentioned also another favorite of mine, one that I've always been meaning to get to, and I almost did. I mean, I was just this last weekend on a trip up to Cheyenne, Wyoming. Had I gone a little bit farther, a lot bit farther, I would have been able to go to Yellowstone. Tell us a bit about your properties in Yellowstone.
But again, we're a retail operation in Yellowstone. We have 13 stores spread out through the 2.3 million square mile park. 2.3 million acres. Again, what we do is we provide the groceries for folks traveling through the park, but it really is translating their experience into mementos of their visit. And we do things tell the story of Old Faithful, the canyon part of the park, but certainly the mammals of the elk, the moose, the bison that are in the park, the wolves. So we help translate that experience they have into souvenirs they can take home with them.
So what kind of tie-in do you have, say, with the state of Wyoming Department of Game and Fish when it comes to souvenirs as far as the critters and stuff you're going to find in a park like Yellowstone?
Yeah, we work closer with, right now we're working with the Museum of the Rockies, and they've got a museum up there, and what we do, we've developed a whole product line called Yellowstone and Stones in parentheses.
Oh, nice.
And the proceeds from that help support the Museum of the Rockies, where they're telling, and it's in Bozeman, Montana, where they're telling the geology story in the park. So we do work closely with the museums, with the nonprofits, and with even with local tribes. Again, we developed the Pendleton blanket as well, or Yellowstone, with that has a Native American pattern on it.
Now, one of the, you mentioned Montana. There's another state that that holds an awful lot of interest for me. What does Delaware North have anything in Montana?
We're also a management company, so. Mm-hmm. The last 2 years, we have managed a hotel right outside of Glacier National Park. The hotel sold, so we're no longer there. But again, those special places in Glacier fits right into that. What a terrific park that is.
Oh, for sure. Well, you know, this is one of the reasons why we wanted to keep you on, just because of the scope of the different things. We haven't even gotten into the hockey team and the TD Bank North Center. That's another one of your properties. But now, let's now wax a little bit nostalgic. I mean, this show is all about fun, after all. And, I mean, this has got to be one of the most fun gigs I could imagine, you know, being a president of an organization with such a vast reach. Can you tell us a little bit about your own personal favorite? I mean, you're going to go on vacation. Where would you go? What's your favorite thing? Describe the experience to us.
Well, I'm a little biased because I lived in Yosemite for 7.5 years. I moved there with just 2 kids, and I left there with 3. So even my family grew while I was there. This is the time of year where the waterfalls are just spectacular in Yosemite. So if I was going anywhere this month or next month, I would head to the Sierras, up to Sequoia and to Yosemite. As the snow melts, you know, right now we're in the good 90-degree weather up in Yosemite today. And the falls will peak around 4 o'clock this afternoon, and just a pounding of those waterfalls coming down Yosemite Falls is just incredible. Or if it's the Mist Trail, where at the other end of the valley, you hike up the Mist Trail to Nevada Falls. It's all about the water when you get to Yosemite this time of year.
All right, so let me see. If I'm in Denver, and you know, I feel like visiting Yosemite National Park, what city would you suggest I fly into? Sacramento to start off with?
Well, from Denver, there's a great direct flight. I think it's a 2 o'clock flight on United, goes right into Fresno.
Okay.
So that's how I would head and go into Fresno and head up from there. It'd take you 2 hours. You could stop at Tenaya Lodge, just outside of the south gate of Yosemite. That's right where also where big trees are, the redwoods. Just inside the park on the south end is Wawona Hotel, and we've got a 9-hole golf course there as well. And it's an Audubon certified golf course right in the national park. There aren't many golf courses in national parks, and that's why we went the extra step to make sure ours was Audubon certified.
Audubon as in bird watching, not as in drive fast on a highway.
As in bird watching. So, you know, we don't put any pesticides on the grass, and we use sustainable practices on watering. And it's about a 3-year process to even get certified. So we're pretty proud of that and being good stewards with that golf course.
You know, in this day and age of people being more and more interested in going green and the environment, you know, in light of recent movies, you know, one of our close friends of the show, Michael Wallace, who wrote the book on Route 66, for instance, he would often tell us life begins at the off-ramp, and it truly is. You know, you want to take a break from the hustle and bustle of the city, and you want to just truly enjoy the majesty of some of these great parks that you can see, whether it's Yosemite or whether it's the Sequoias. For me, I mean, I'm a tree hugger. We found the one redwood in South Carolina when Stephen and I went on a trip.
Somebody had been to California, brought it back, and it was still living there, and it was beautiful. And those are the memories where people grow up and they can pass it along to their children and their grandchildren.
Now, there's a great deal of people probably right now want to say, well, okay, I want to go there. How are we going to get hold of making reservations there? First of all, you've got a website. Do you want to give that out for us, please?
We have a website. It's DelawareNorth.com, and you just click on to the resort end of the website. And then we also have an 800 number, and that would be 866-900-1965. And again, that would get you to all of our resorts and properties for reservations.
So that's a central number, and you can actually reach everything.
You can reach everything with that call.
So if you want to go to the Kennedy Space Center, if you want to go to Sequoia National Park, Yosemite, Yellowstone.
That's
and the,
right.
Gideon Putnam, Saratoga Springs, and then up to New Hampshire.
What a great trip that would be. You stop at the Gideon and get some, do a spring bath there at the Roosevelt Baths, and then on up to the Balsams Grand Resort in northern New Hampshire.
Yeah. Now we didn't even touch much on the balsams, so we got about a minute left for you to give us a bit of a briefing on the balsams.
And again, the balsams, a management contract we have is Delaware North. It's owned by the Tillotson Corporation, but it's just this grand. It's one of the grand resorts of New Hampshire, and it's just a beautiful lakeside resort. It's got a championship golf course, and the food experience, Conde Nast votes it a top food experience for the last several years, and we're very proud of that operation. We even operate a culinary school up there out of Beaver Lodge.
That's DelawareNorth.com, and the toll-free number once again. We're going to take a break. Kevin, thanks for joining us on the Travel World Radio Show. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
Thanks for joining us, Kevin.
Thank you.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening.
Travel World Radio via satellite.
Get a good night's sleep
Kevin,
and still arrive on time for that important business meeting.
Via rail.